Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Dylan, for adding, although I felt like my cut was longer, but still, it's okay. Yeesh. Maybe I just talk slower than Mike.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Or talk more in general.
Touche.
Hey, you got to fill time. That's my job.
Oh, man. What do you got for good? Did you have any good?
Yeah, I was 2-2, okay. Man. Okay, come on. What was your record this weekend?
2-2.
Did you have any good?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, then so did I.
All right, cool.
I don't like your attitude.
Shocker.
Let's put it this way. For some reason, I was the guy that was going to be the believer in the Steelers on this program on Friday.
Program. Mm.
And I did believe in the Steelers. I believed they would go into Washington and keep this game close. They actually went into Washington and won. But here's what I thought would happen on Friday. Prognostication? Is that the word?
I don't know what you're trying to
prognosis?
Say. Doesn't seem like
that's
that would
it.
Be the word.
Prognosis.
But maybe.
Thank you, Dylan. Play the clip. I love Jaden Daniels coming out of the draft. He was my favorite quarterback out of the draft. Dan Quinn is my favorite former Falcons fired. Well, him and Mike Smith are 1A and 1B. However, this is the best defensive pass rush in the league. This might be the best defense in the league. Mm. They need this game badly. I'll take that 2.5 points. Jaden Daniels has not seen T.J. Watt yet in his career.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell. The robot Russell. The one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited.
See, that's where I'm at in the world. I'm having to pull for that.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, you guys tried to back baby into a corner this weekend and put the Bama LSU game on, but of course, I went with my heart, I went with my chest, and was able to pull for Alabama. Alabama opened as an underdog in this game because it opened 2 weeks ago because they both had bye weeks. So Alabama opened as an underdog in this game. They are now 2.5-point favorites. Dude, you know I'm not going to take LSU in this game. Get out of here. It's a Southern Louisiana hate week in my house. We don't like them. Bama, minus the points, all day.
Blitz, Bama, blitz, baby. Blitz, Bama, blitz.
And blitz they did, my friend. And blitz they did, one of the better defensive games that Bama's played in quite some time.
Yeah, that's the best game Jalen Miller has played all season, I think. He was phenomenal.
Definitely with his legs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he wasn't terrible with his arms either. Or arm. What was my bad pick this week? Oh, it was Alabama LSU because I decided that the only way I'm only two games behind you.
To zig when I zag already?
I tried to zig. Well, it's getting late, man. It's November. So I try. Right. Here's how the zigging when you zag went for me. This game's not played in Tuscaloosa, is it?
Oh, gosh. I feel a sermon coming on.
It's a night game, isn't it?
I feel a sermon coming on. Don't you dare play that.
In One Death Valley, Bo Morgan.
I mean, imagine if it was played in Talladega.
Dega, baby.
But it's not. Played in Baton Rouge, where those Bayou Bengals roam.
Mm.
Give me the Bayou Bengals, and I'll take those 2.5 points. I love 2.5 points this weekend. Yeah. I'll take it all day long.
Yeah, of course you will. Of course you will. Can't wait to just rub that one in your face.
And we're sitting here again.
What did I need, like 30 something extra points?
Well, speaking of needing about 30 extra points, I have one of the worst picks that I've had in quite some time because I went down to Glendale, Arizona and attempted to pick the Jets. The Jets aren't very good. Arizona has won three in a row. And when you look at Kyler Murray's career, a couple of weeks ago we talked about it as the first time in Kyler Murray's career he's won back-to-back games. Now he's won three in a row. You would think Arizona should be favored in this game, but they're not. The Jets are favored by a point and a half on the road in Glendale this weekend. Give me Aaron Rodgers and those Jets with some of the recent additions and subtractions they've made. The Jets start to get things pointing in the right direction. They finally get the coaching bump, and the Jets minus the 1.5 in Phoenix this weekend. Take it to the bank.
A lot of emotions this year, for sure. I thought, you know, after a big win, nice long week, we're going to come out with a lot of energy and win the game. And we just, you know, we didn't come out with great energy on either side of the ball. And offensively, you know, you're not going to beat anybody scoring 6 points.
Kyler Murray, 22 of 24. Kyler can't do it. 22 of 24 for 266 yards and looked elite doing it. Man. So I had to man up on that.
It's unfortunate.
You made me look good, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did in that one.
Unfortunate. Well, that is the edition of Man Up on this Monday. Hopefully these guys are not too hurt by the decisions they made over the weekend.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.